Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register. 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
Almost 100 days into the Trump presidency, and we still don't have anybody in that office overlooking the Washington Mall at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That may change before the day is out today, as the U.S. Senate comes back after their two-week Easter holiday recess, and they vote to confirm Sonny Perdue, former Georgia governor, to be our 31st Secretary of Agriculture. That is expected to happen before the day is out. If indeed the Senate does have that confirmation vote, as anticipated, Sonny Perdue will be quickly sworn into office, and his first day on the job officially will be tomorrow morning at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. National Association of Wheat Grower Vice President Jimmy Musick from Southwest Oklahoma, hopeful that he and fellow NOG officers may get a few moments with Sonny Perdue this week. He and those NOG officers in Washington, D.C. today through the latter part of this week, working with members of Congress as well as with USDA.
Yes, we are, Ron. We're going to be up there from Monday through Thursday night and going to have opportunity to visit with the legislators and going to have a chance hopefully to meet with Secretary Ag, and maybe we'll have an opportunity to share our views and our challenges that we deal with every single day out here in the real world.
I know that, of course, we're already talking about a 2018 farm bill. I know that you've got some ideas about what needs to be a part of that commodity title especially.
Yes, we do. We will express our views on that while we're in D.C., of course, and one of the things that we've absolutely got to have is crop insurance. It's not an optional plan, and we know there'll be some challenges out there, but we think that our legislators, especially from Oklahoma, are on board with that, and we're pretty fortunate. We've got a congressman that knows what's going on and knows the situation. That's Frank Lucas, and we're glad to have him out there working for us.
And Jimmy Musick says he's hopeful that getting Sonny Perdue on the job will finally get a voice for agriculture at the table in the Trump cabinet room.
What I want is for him to be a part of solving and some of the problems instead of us talking about them, and be able to go forward and move things forward with wheat as well as the rest of the commodities. It's not just about wheat farmers, it's about every commodity group, and they're all being challenged by prices and challenges right now.
Vice President of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Oklahoma wheat producer Jimmy Musick. Lending activity at agricultural banks continued to decline in the first quarter of this year. According to the Kansas City Federal Reserve's Agricultural Finance Data Book released on Friday, as economic conditions in the farm sector have remained weak, borrowers and lenders have sought to make some adjustments in financing agricultural production. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.